As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, Pilgrim, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, December the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that. Hard facts all the time, and workable solutions, where we can find them and where we can find them. But if you cannot remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and internationally from around America and around the world. You can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me and your love offerings. You know, still looking for those love offerings. I've heard about those. They're popular some places. You can send them to me at P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals, traverse a narrow band again. Satan Claus, Bernanke's last wild card. We'll talk about that. Interstate commerce will be the mainstay for this morning's broadcast. The commerce clause, always in the news. Gustavus Myers, land, labor, capital. Of course, we'll take your calls. And much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That would be an hour ago. Found gold up $4. Of course, 2 hours ago, gold was up $11 almost. And now at broadcast time, we see gold is off $1.30 as the President's Working Group on Financial Markets is back in the market, manipulating the gold price down. They got the jackboot on the throat. But nevertheless, an hour ago, gold was up $4 at $13.98.50. Silver off 16 cents at $29.39. Platinum up $6 at $1,701 an ounce. And palladium off $2 at $754 an ounce for palladium. Wow. Lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $13.96 even for a low, $14.09.20 for a high. But, of course, again, this is all based on an hour ago. It's changing every moment. At $13.98.50, your gold was up $273.20 for a year-to-year return on your investment of 24.25%. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the price fixers, set the price at $1,405. Then they opened the funnel. The ETFs came in, and down it went. The SPDR gold shares claim to hold 1,289.83 metric tons of gold, valued on their State Street Global Advisors at $58 billion. Well, all up right there, right after this. We'll be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, December the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. The chat room is open for you folks at BecomeVocalLocal.com. Just open up my homepage there, click on the chat link. There's not much else on that website. I make no apologies about it, but the chat room is there. It's for your use and enjoyment during the broadcast, and do self-monitor if you would, please. Anyway, interesting stuff going on in there already. We're getting multilingual. Multilingual. That's the world we live in. Back into our market report again. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago, gold was trading at $1,398.50. Up $4. Well, it's gone south from there. So just watch as it continues to decline. Everybody and their brothers in the market this morning, and they got the jackboots on. We'll find out why in a moment. Silver off 16 cents at $29.39. Now, platinum up $6 at $17.01. And palladium off two at $754. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 18 at 11,429, the NASDAQ off 13 at 26,25, and the standard no so very poor off 1 at 12,40. Crude oil this morning loses 17 cents. That's good news for all of us, but still not anywhere near enough at $88.44 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. It's overpriced. They're raping us, dragging us through the coal. Well, no, that's what Matt Rothschild wants to do, is drag us through the coal. U.S. dollar index this morning off 17 basis points at 79.14. Impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie at 99 cents against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso exchanges at 8 cents a pop. Fill up your pockets with those Mexican pesos. Let Carlos Slim know that you're supporting his economic objectives. The euro this morning at $1.34. The British pound $1.58. And the Swiss franc at $1.04. So if you're an international traveler, there you go. You can get your foreign exchange market right here. The bonds this morning continuing to see increases in the mortgage rate or the interest rates on the bonded indebtedness. The two-year treasury yield this morning at 0.60%. The 10-year is at 3.36%. The 30-year yield is at 4.48%. The mortgage market, the fixed rate 15-year mortgages, move up from 3.81% a month ago to 4.26% this morning. The 30-year moves up from 4.43 to 4.97, closing in on that 5% 30-year mortgage again. Prime rate is at 3.25%, and your gold to silver ratio stands at 47.61. Well, what's all the big news about this morning? What's causing the sudden downturn in the price of gold? Well, you can find it right here. We go over to the Econoday website, start out every morning looking over there, looking at the indicators as we take the pulse on the economy. But we see that the Goldman store sales is out as promised. The producer price index, as specious as that is, it's out. Retail sales are out. Red Book report is out. The business inventory should be coming out during the broadcast. And this afternoon at 2:15 Eastern Daylight Time, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting will commence, and they'll have their announcement. So we'll hear from God at about 2:15 and see what Benjamin Shalom Bernanke has to tell the world. Well, it probably won't be very good news, but this supposedly is good news. The ICSC Goldman store sales. Goldman reports a 0.8% increase in same-store sales during the December the 11th week for a respectable year-on-year gain of a plus 3.1%. Of course, that doesn't quite jive with our local newspaper here, where they report that they've changed the budget for Cassville, Missouri, and they're looking at a decline in retail sales tax next year, and so they've had to change their budget accordingly, downward. They're planning on having less retail sales in the 2011 than they did in 2010. The report here says the last-minute holiday shopping is beginning to build, so I guess Satan Claus is going to bail Bernanke's butt out of the fire. At least that's what they're hoping. The government's retail sales report for November will be posted at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, they say. Jump over to this one, the Producer Price Index. Of course, if you want to find out really about the Producer Price Index, I would recommend going over and visiting with John Williams at shadowstats.com. But nevertheless, this is where a lot of people go. The investment community looks over here at Econoday, and then they alter things in the marketplace based on this. But inflation, they say, picked up in November. Isn't that a good thing, folks? Aren't you happy? Inflation is picking up. Man, I tell you, I was waiting for somebody to tell me that the prices were going to start inflating the hell out of things and my dollars were going to shrink. But anyway, inflation picked up in November at the producer level for both headline and core rates. I'm going to get you heart, body, mind, and soul here. The overall PPI, producer price index, rate jumped to a monthly 0.8% increase from a 0.4% pace in October. The latest came in higher than analyst projection, unexpectedly, out of the blue, right out of the clear blue sky. Anyway, at the core level, the PPI rebounded 0.3% after dropping 0.6% in October and matched the median forecast for a 0.3% increase. 0.3, one-third of a penny. For the latest month, food prices rose 1%. Oh boy, I'll bet you're happy to hear that. The energy component rose another 2.1%, right when you needed it, you know, following a 3.7% surge in October. So October, November, and here into December, you know, you've seen about 6% go up in your energy component, all right? So that means the price of electricity and everything else is going up. Within energy, gasoline surged 4.7%. Isn't that news? Isn't that great? Following a monthly 9.8% spike in October. That's right, folks. 14% increase in gasoline since October. Wow. Man, that's great, isn't it? Oh, we're on the path to recovery. The core was boosted in part by a 1.7% increase in passenger car prices, as if any of you could afford to buy an automobile, after a 3.0% dip in October. For the overall PPI, the year-on-year rate decreased to 3.5% from 4.3% in October, seasonally adjusted, they say. Liars don't figure, but figures lie, right? Or I guess it's the other way around. Hard to say when you get into these things. The core rate eased 1.3% from the 1.4 prior month on a not seasonally adjusted basis. Well, you get the idea. If they don't like the numbers, they just fudge them. Intermediate goods prices rose 1.1% in November, while crude goods gained 0.6. So I guess pornography is doing just fine. On a year-ago basis, intermediate is up 6.3%, not seasonally adjusted, of course, while crude is up 12.8%. Wow. Crude oil up 12.8%. That's good for OPEC, bad for you and I. Inflation at the producer level is picking up, especially for food and energy. That won't be told you before. The things that you really need are going to go up and up and up in price. The things you don't need, they're going to go down and down and down in price. So that's why you want to be investing in gold and silver coin, lots of it. I recommend as much as you can, as much as you can bear. Retail sales, well, let's check this one out. Retail sales, this is Santa Claus coming to town, you know, Satan Claus, helping out Benjamin Bernanke. Retails for sales for November came in much stronger than expected. We'll be right back. Jingle bells, jingle.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So as if things really couldn't get worse, U.S. foreclosure prevention is falling short, the watchdog panel finds. Barfy, the watchdog here. Lorraine Woolert, writing for Bloomberg, a U.S. Treasury program aimed at preventing 3 million foreclosures is likely to fill less than a third of its goal, a congressional watchdog reported. Wow. The Treasury's homeowner aid effort is ineffective, quote unquote. Ineffective, and has failed to hold mortgage companies accountable, the Congressional Oversight Panel for the Troubled Asset Relief Program said in a report released today. All right? Ineffective. The program has turned out to be a lot smaller and have a lot less impact on the housing market than we expected, close quote, said former U.S. Senator Ted Kaufman, the chairman of the panel. The Home Affordable Modification Program, or HAMP, they're close. They could have gone to HEMP, but they didn't, pays lenders and servicers to rewrite loan terms for borrowers who can't make their current mortgage payments. Sounds like a pretty good deal for the banks. Sounds like the shaft for you and me, right? We're paying the lenders and the servicers to rewrite loan terms. Wow. Since its 2008 creation, HAMP's goal of preventing 3 million to 4 million foreclosures, quote, has been repeatedly redefined and watered down, close quote, the panel said. That's the way it goes, you know. Quote, if the current trends hold, HAMP will prevent only 700,000 to 800,000 foreclosures, close quote. A small portion of the 8 million to 13 million foreclosures expected by 2012, said Kaufman, a Democrat from Delaware. 8 million to 13 million foreclosures expected by 2012. The Treasury will spend only about a fourth of the $50 billion it allocated for the program in 2009. Now you do the math. Take $50 million, divide it by four, and then run these numbers against it. It's less than, 700,000 to 800,000 foreclosures. Divide that, billions into that. That's what these banks are getting, these shysters. For this reason, the Treasury's reluctance to acknowledge HAMP's shortcoming has had real consequences, the TARP panel found. Quote, absent a dramatic and unexpected increase in HAMP enrollment, not HAMP, enrollment, many billions of dollars set aside for foreclosure mitigation may well be left unused. As a result, an untold number of borrowers may go without help. And they just can't have that money laying around either. They got to use it up within the year or something that they've authorized it, or it just disappears. Continuing, homeowners are dropping out of the program at a faster rate than they're joining it, the Treasury reported last month. The number of borrowers aided by AMP, grew to nearly 520,000 in October, up 23,750 from a month earlier. That's at a faster rate than the unemployment. While 36,300 dropped out after failing to make their modified payments. Timothy Massad, I wouldn't imagine that he's Irish. Timothy Massad, Treasury's acting Assistant Secretary for Financial Stability, he's an actor, all right, called the report, quote unquote, somewhat unfair. That's right. They're the ones that are always crying out in pain as they strike you repeatedly in the face. Massad said that while 500,000 homeowners have received permanent loan modifications under HAMP, the impact goes beyond those numbers because mortgage servicers have imitated HAMP with their own programs, HAMP imitation program. Wow. Here's a quote. We've set a new standard for the industry, Mossad told the reporters in a conference call. When millions of modifications by the industry are taken into account, quote, it's having a real impact on the ground. Of course, it's not doing much for the mortgages, but it's having a real impact on the ground. HAMP's premises that lenders have an incentive to reduce a borrower's payments to prevent a foreclosure because they usually recover only a fraction of the value of a mortgage when they seize a home. Well, we're going to get into that when we visit with Gustavus Myers in a bit. And certainly in the days and weeks ahead, we're going to cover some more of his writing. But here's another one. Let's go to this one. More about banking. Bank breakup is the only way to fix pay conspiracy. This by Matthew Lynn. Do I want to go there? No, I don't want to go there. It's really hard to find U.S. news. Most of this stuff is all about what's going on in Europe. Let's go over here. Go to this one. I've been sharing these articles as they come up. Coal imports may rise 78%. Right? 78%. Coal imports may rise 78% to China and India and drive up prices and energy markets. Now, didn't we talk about Rothschilds getting involved in creating this great coal coalition yesterday? China and India may increase imports of coal by 78% to 337 million metric tons next year. See, it's all about timing. It's like getting in front of someone else, you know, getting in front of the getting into the path of progress. As Will Rogers used to say, you buy land, but you buy it in the path of progress, and then you let it run right over the top of you. So Nathan Rothschild is buying up coal. He's trying to build a coalition of coal. Why? Well, because they understand that they're going to jump the imports of coal to China and India and jack the prices at the same time. He only has to take 2 or 3% off the top. He's not a bottom feeder so much. He's a top skimmer. Yeah. That's where you always find the scum, you know, floating on the top. China and India may increase imports of coal by 78% to 337 million metric tons next year, further driving up prices from the highest in 2 years and diverting supplies from Europe to Asia. Look out, Europe. Look out, Europe. You're going to be forced into the maw of sustainable development and renewable energy while China and India suck up all the coal, right? China may buy 233 million more tons more of the fuel than it exports next year, up from the net imports of 143 million in 2010. It's going to be this new giant sucking sound as China joins the Warden June Cleaver middle class America lifestyle. There's going to be a giant sucking sound as all of the commodities of the world go to China. We'll be left with the hind titty over here. Anyway, China may buy 233 million tons more of the fuel than it exports next year, up from net imports of 143 million in 2010. Citigroup Inc. said, whoops, Citigroup. Guess that's a Rothschild enterprise. Well, no, they're just Irish. Don't worry about them. Said in a November 29th report, India faces a shortfall of 104 million tons in the 12 months ending March 2012, M. Junction Services Limited, a Kolkata-based commodity trader, said in a note on December 6, citing the coal minister, Shrip Akash Jaiswal. Asia's two fastest-growing major economies are burning more of the fuel as economic expansion rises demand for electricity. The International Monetary Fund forecasts that China's gross domestic product will next year expand by 9.6%. Of course, the United States is schlepping along here, limping on broken legs. Rather interesting stuff going on with that. I'm trying to find this one article. I want to get there. See if we can do it while we're in the break, and we'll come back right after this. Stay tuned.
The home of Cut cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so I guess no matter where you are in North America, you've got your woolens on as I do this morning, trying to get through the news basket here while I'm rubbing my hands back and forth furiously, wrapped around a nice big mug of hot coffee. Anyway, back to this discussion. We got another one here up on the deck. This is our retail sales, a little bit different than the previous. Retail sales for November came in much stronger than expected, but a big question is how much of it is due to inflation. Overall, retail sales in November posted a healthy 0.8% gain following an upwardly revised 1.7% boost. The latest numbers topped the median forecast by 0.6%, excluding auto sales were even more robust with a 1.2% rise. But again, the real question is, the biggest question is, how much of this is due to inflation? You can say, boy, look at all these prices. Well, look at all we've brought in, boy. We are really raking it in. That might be the case. But how much is that is due to higher prices, all right? Not so many units sold, but just higher prices. For the latest month, overall sales were led by a 4% spike again in gasoline station sales, which likely was price-related. Also, likely suffering upward price pressure was a 0.8% rise in food and beverage store sales. Nonetheless, many other components were notably strong, including sporting goods and hobbies, up 2.3%, clothing up 2.7%, and general merchandise up 1.3%. But again, these are items that are not essential, and the non-essentials always, always go down in price. But apparently now they're talking about them going to be more people are buying them. So what's up with this? Hard to figure it out. A standout weakness was in electronics and appliances, where they were down 0.6%. and likely weak from discounting. People are writing those things out, standout weakness, again, electronics and appliances. I mean, when you're down to your last couple of bucks in the checking account, you don't go out looking for a new Frigidaire, right? That's right. Overall retail sales on a year-ago basis in October slipped 7.7%. Well, there's more to all of that. Let's go into this one. We've been talking about the Commerce Clause. We're going to talk about it some more today, right now. And this article came up and is right in line with what we're discussing, the reason for the season. U.S. healthcare laws, insurance requirements, struck down in a Virginia suit. Now, it's been all over the news here the last couple of hours. But Tom Schoenberg and Margaret Cronin Fisk, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg, write this: the Obama administration's healthcare overhaul unconstitutionally requires Americans to maintain a minimum level of health insurance, a federal judge ruled, striking down the linchpin of the plan. You know, you'd almost want to read the report on this one, read the opinion of the judge on this one, to really understand it inside and out. We'll just take it for what it's worth, and then we'll go into a little bit more of a deeper understanding of what is this interstate commerce clause and what is this Interstate Commerce Commission all about. U.S. District Judge Henry Hudson in Richmond, Virginia. Okay, U.S. District Judge excuse me, Henry Hudson in Richmond, Virginia said yesterday that the mandate on individuals in very usurpers healthcare legislation goes beyond Congress's powers to regulate interstate commerce. We've shared with you the clause and the background on that. Hudson severed the issue of the mandate, which is set to become effective in 2014, and didn't address other provisions such as expanding Medicaid. So he's zeroing in on this one particular defendable argument. At its core, this dispute is not simply about regulating the business of insurance or crafting a scheme of universal health insurance coverage. It's about an individual's right to choose to participate. Now, you do have a right to choose, I would suppose, to participate in the state-mandated monopoly on automobile insurances. You absolutely cannot, ostensibly, operate a motor vehicle with your driver's license on the highways of America without having your insurance card that needs to be surrendered immediately upon request when you're having a roadside visit as the officer is standing there funneling his 9mm and deciding whether it'll be the 9mm through the windshield or just a taser through the open side window. You know, tough life. Police work. The ruling is the government's first loss in a series of challenges to the law mounted in federal courts in Virginia. You don't have much of a chance to opt out of automobile insurance. But this argument, if it goes the way it could go, might give us some opportunity there to whether to choose or not to choose to carry automobile insurance, and that would be a blessing. Virginia Attorney General Ken, I wouldn't even try it, Italian name here, who brought the suit, said his office has spoken with lawyers from the Justice Department about asking the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case without a review by the Federal Appeals Court in Richmond. Tracy Schmaler, doesn't sound like an Irish girl to me, a Justice Department spokeswoman said she had no comment on Cuccinelli's statement. Now, you can go up and look at that Justice Department website, and if it doesn't freak you right out, it ought to. But anyway, they just recently created a new website for the Justice Department, the DOJ. A senior Obama administration official said that an appeal of Hudson's ruling would be likely and also expressed confidence that the legislation would be upheld. This is only round one, Cuccinelli said during a news conference at his office in Richmond. Quote, this lawsuit is not about health care. It's about liberty. Well, liberty versus freedom. Cuccinelli, you're getting in the right area. In his 42-page opinion, this would be an interesting one to read, Hudson said the unchecked expansion of congressional power represented by the insurance requirement, quote, would invite unbridled exercise of federal police powers, close quote. No Supreme Court decision has authorized Congress to, quote, compel an individual to involuntarily enter the stream of commerce. The stream of commerce, that's admiralty there, that's a river, okay, back on the water, off the land. The stream of commerce by purchasing a commodity in the private market, he wrote. To overcome that conclusion, the usurper's administration ultimately may have to persuade at least one of the five Republican-appointed justices on a Supreme Court that in recent years has limited Congress's power to regulate interstate commerce. And now it continues with commerce case clauses, or commerce clause cases, CCC. The court hasn't directly considered a challenge to Congress's power under the Constitution's Commerce Clause since John Roberts, no relation to me, became Chief Justice in 2005. Quote, there's a lot of activity focused now on alternatives to the mandate, said Dan Mendelsohn. Couldn't imagine he's Scottish. Chief Executive Officer of Avalier Health, a Washington-based consulting firm. Hudson, who didn't order the government to stop work on implementing the law during an appeal, limited his ruling to the mandatory insurance provision. This is a long article. Okay, we're not going to go into the rest of it. But there is much here to be understood for those that are interested in the Commerce Clause. And this case, the court case, is Virginia, it's the Commonwealth of Virginia versus Sebelius. All right, Catherine Sebelius. The Commonwealth of Virginia versus Sebelius. Sebelius. U.S. District Court, Eastern District of Virginia, gives you a bunch of numbers. I'm not going to give it to you. You can just browse it up. Commonwealth of Virginia versus Sebelius, Sebelius, should pop right up for you. All right. So with that as a background, let's go back into our discussion of interstate commerce. This right out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. It's a Macmillan Encyclopedia set. And again, this book has a history of being considered to be Der Führer's professors. This is the kind of stuff that is served up at the Hochschule für Politik long ago. Copyright in 1932 by the Macmillan Company, and the set that I have in front of me is 1937. So we're spot on top of our book that we discussed yesterday, History of the Great American Fortunes by Gustavus Myers. These two books could be companions for our discussion. Published in the same year, virtually the same publishing group. And really the same, from the same point of reference, exceedingly involved, very well written. This particular article written by Felix Frankfurter, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, retired. Well, right.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So all this hubbub really goes back to the construction of the sentence section, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 3 of our Constitution, which is known as the Commerce Clause. It reads this way: the Congress shall have power, and then dot, 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 of course, to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian tribes. And from that, we get all this brouhaha. Right? In the past, it's been put to some good effect, but it seems to have gained a life of its own, and we're going to find out more about that. In 1866, In 1866, Congress ended the grant of monopoly of railroad and telegraph services between the states. Now, as we go into Gustavus Meyer's book here, donated to our library by our friend Bill, thank him for it, The History of the Great American Fortunes, we're going to see some of the reason why, some of the impetus behind the creation of this Interstate Commerce Commission, but I think we need to understand interstate commerce a little better. You know, it's really easy to pull down a toilet. It's really easy to yank down an outhouse. Take a turn or two around an outhouse with a logging chain, back up the pickup or the tractor, put it in creeper forward and go for it. And you can drag that outhouse to pieces, let the boys get after it with their crowbars and hammers, pull all the nails out of it, and then just burn it, or just burn the thing wholesale and go through and sieve the ashes and recover your nails. Real easy. But building an outhouse, now that's another story. Right? So we always have to have a replacement set in mind and in hand, not just in mind, but in hand, before we tear things down. It's not sufficient to destroy. You've got to have a plan to build to replace something. during the quarter of a century following Gibbons versus Ogden. Now, we shared with this Gibbons versus Ogden, 22 U.S. 1. 1824 was when it was written. This was the decision by Chief Justice Marshall, holding invalid a New York law granting to Livingston and Fulton the exclusive privilege of navigating the waters of that state by steamboat, and sustained the right of competitors to navigate between New York and New Jersey under a coasting license sanctioned by an act of Congress of 1793. Long statement there. But it's an even longer decision, and so Gibbons versus Ogden, 22 U.S. 1, will give you the opening salvo of this discussion. But to just simply say the names Livingston and Fulton and discuss a coasting license is only a part of the story, and it's the rest of the story that we're seeking when we're looking for the truth, and for some of that we'll go to the history of Great American Fortunes later by Myers. So once again, during the quarter of a century following Gibbons versus Ogden, the meaning of the Commerce Clause became the sport of confusing debate. And so we see in this article over here that we're starting to get involved in the sport of confusing debate as to whether or whether not the usurper's administration could, by diktat, insist that you choose their insurance coverage program, like it or not, involuntary compliance. If you choose it, it would be involuntary, wouldn't it? It would be voluntarily. You went involuntary compliance. Either way, you're tubed. The conflict was reflected within the Supreme Court, and differences among the judges fostered the conflict. So we go from 1824, we can jump up and visit with the writings of Myers here, and we find ourselves in this encyclopedia in the 1930s, and jump forward again another 70 years, and here we are, embroiled in some more of this Commerce Clause legislation in the year 2010. And if you allow enough time to go by, the intervening generations forget all the trouble they had previously. And so it's useful. But of course, you know, the planners, the master blasters, they think intergenerationally towards the accomplishment of goals. Most people today don't think much past beyond Christmas morning. Continuing. The conflict, again, was reflected within the Supreme Court, and the differences among the judges fostered the conflict. And so the article speaks of the judges, the justices appointed by the Bush administration, and Chief Justice Roberts, or Justice Roberts, is involved in that. And then we've got to remember that there's this new division, you know. Out of the nine justices, we've got six Catholics, three Jews. Completely disproportionate, unrepresentative sample of the cross-section of Americans. But this is what we've got to look at. And if you don't think the Catholics are deep into the medical system, you're mistaken. Ever seen all the St. Marys around you? every time you go to a hospital, you're dealing with one of these Catholic corporations. Unbelievable. And then when you go inside, you deal with a Jewish doctor. Got you coming, got you going. The conflict without was reflected within the Supreme Court, and differences among the judges fostered the conflict. Some of the justices rested approval of state action upon subtle distinctions regarding the true aim of contested legislation. A regulation of commerce was invalid, while a regulation of health or safety was permitted. Again, we don't know our history, don't bother to study it, and we don't know what's coming on us when it does. Right? But in the past, the big issue here was a regulation of health or safety was permitted, although no practical difference was discernible to an intelligence not steeped in the sophistications of legal dialectic. See what you can learn out of an encyclopedia article if you're just careful and slow in your reading. Again, a regulation of health or safety. This is the Commonwealth of Virginia versus Catherine Sebelius. A regulation of health or safety was permitted, although no practical difference was discernible to an intelligence not steeped in the sophistications of legal dialectic. Other justices, defining powers according to their consequences, insisted that the states regulated commerce when they affected it. Talk about states' rights, state sovereignty, and all of that. But the Interstate Commerce Clause, the Commerce Clause, operates inside the states as well as outside the states. Why? Because inside the states have the ability to affect interstate commerce. So you have an interstate and intrastate argument running here. And everybody wants to have their jurisdictions. But these judicial pragmatists, and again, we started into this discussion out of Anthony Seebach's book on legal positivism, which we will return to once we get this part under our belt. These pragmatists are positivists, largely. The formalism and the anti-formalism that came out of that and the pragmatism of John Dewey and all of this stuff is all the same. It's all working here. They differed among themselves as to the constitutionality of such regulations. These doctrinal conflicts were composed by events, not by the harmonics of disputation. The doctrinal conflicts were composed by events. And so we go back and we visit in our minds in the discussions that we had out of Albert Van Dicey's book on the power of opinion and cross currents of public opinion to shape law and legislation. And how the media works in on that, and this pollster, and that pollster, and this pollster, and 70% of Americans say, hell, they never called me. They call you. No, but the pollsters come out and they say, 70% of the Americans said, experts say, Sebelius said, Arnie Duncan said, who cares? I mean, what is it, you know? But this is how it works. And so you've got a cross current of public opinion that says, no, no, we don't want bailouts. No, we don't want the, you know, the 510 food modernization safety bill. No, we don't want that. No, we don't want this socialized medicine. That's the cross current of public opinion that's working to shape law and legislation as the usurpers group come in and they say, here, you'll take this, you know, and it's 2,500 pages and we won't know what's in it until we pass. So these are the doctrinal conflicts composed by events, not the harmonics of disputation. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name.
I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And thank you, Jeff Thomas. And welcome back to our Tuesday, December the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, a variety of information. News, economic stuff, not much today. Going into this interstate commerce, returning to that, and right out of the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences, again, Macmillan Publication, 1937 edition in front of me, open on the table, we're talking about the Interstate Commerce Clause as it relates to the new health care legislation and all of the rest is draconian, legal positivistic nonsense they were being asked to accept under the clause, the Commerce Clause in the Constitution. You got a lot of judicial pragmatists working on things here, but these doctrinal conflicts were composed by events, not by the harmonics of disputation. The development of new modes of transportation provoked increasing exertion of state power and gave rise to new controversies over interstate commerce. Again, looking back to the beginning of our country, at the time of the writing of the Constitution, at the close of the Constitutional Convention, so to speak. A lot more of meat than meets the eye here. This is the beginning of the transportation revolution, the industrial revolution coming on us and at us. Mr. Steam, Fulton and Livingston here. All right, King Steam rising its head on the waterways. Everything changing rapidly. Steam locomotives, steam-powered tractors, steam-powered equipment, steam-powered electrical generation. Well, that was coming yet, but steam-powered mills and plants and things. So there was lots happening, driving this legislation. Back into the discussion again. The struggle between steamboat and railroad interests for dominance in transportation was brought into focus in the suit by Pennsylvania. Now, this is the Pennsylvania versus Wheeling, W-H-E-E-L-I-N-G, etc., Bridge Company. The Pennsylvania versus Wheeling, etc., Bridge Company. And this is 54 U.S. 518. All right, for those of you with a pencil, it's 54 U.S. 518. It's an 1851 case. Pennsylvania versus Wheeling, etc., Bridge Company, 54 U.S. 518. If you want to look at these sorts of things, you could go up to, what would be the Find Law? Findlaw.com, I believe it is. Then on the search engine, type in 54 U.S. 518. And you'll bring up this real old piece of this old court decision. To enjoin the maintenance of a bridge across the Ohio River, the construction of which had been authorized by Virginia on the ground that it would impede navigation to Pittsburgh. All right? So you have these real sticky little wickets out there. Yeah. You could go to wampum, all right. You could have trade beads. You could exchange pelts and furs. You could make your trade in watermelons, cantaloupes, or some other local wooden nickel currency. But the problem is that you need to have a clearinghouse someplace, and you need to have a medium of exchange that will go outside of your town, outside of your county, and then outside of your state. And as soon as you cross a state line, damn, everything goes haywire. And boy, does it. So again, to enjoin the maintenance of a bridge across the Ohio River, what are you going to do? You're going to build a bridge between one state and another state that crosses a river. That's federal waters. Now you've got three jurisdictions, and the hair is going to fly. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we need to understand the amount of money that was running behind this issue here, this Pennsylvania versus Wielding Bridge Company, the 54 U.S. 518, to enjoin the maintenance of a bridge across the Ohio River, the construction of which had been authorized by Virginia on the ground that it would impede navigation to Pittsburgh, you know, back in this time period. These towns, these cities were just growing up. Everything was changing. We were going from these feudal manors, you know, into the new cities. It's all land, labor, and capital, you know. But there was so much going on involved in all of this. And competing between the cities. I mean, you know, tooth and nail drag out competition between cities for market share and for people and population. You know, one of the real drivers in this country was this need for people, you know, hence going to the slave markets and getting buying slaves, you know, going over and turning out all of the paupers and all of the bankrupts out of the the Gauls of Europe and England and Ireland and Scotland and bringing them over here. We needed people. Absolutely nothing but land everywhere. And we needed more labor. Just couldn't get things done. Not enough folk. Hard to make any money if you can't, you know, keep people on a chain gang. How would you make any money? How can you get your capital to grow unless you got a lot of free, cheap labor? So you go to China and pick up a few boatloads over there and bring back some opium to go with it. So, continuing again, during this period also, several instances of social legislation were forced to run the gamut of the Commerce Clause. And we have social legislation today being forced to run the gamut of the Commerce Clause as the several states of our union are clamoring for more people. We need more people. We have the white population dying out. We need more people. And so they've opened up the floodgates and we're bringing everything from South America north. Continuing, a New York law, some were sustained, a New York law requiring masters of incoming vessels to furnish information concerning passengers, and laws of three New England states prohibiting the sale without a license of liquor brought in from another state, for example. But a Massachusetts measure imposing a tax on incoming vessels for each passenger, although designated a health law, was held invalid by a sharply divided court. Any way that you can line your pockets is a good way, I guess. This is new economy, you know, where profit good, loss bad, and to hell with the moral consequences. Behind these legal controversies, often sufficiently heated, loomed the burning issue of slavery. Now, yes and no. Yes and no. But you would have to expect, even from someone like Felix Frankfurter and Paul Frond, to be advancing this particular meme. But this was part of the issue. Behind these legal controversies, instead of saying the burning issue of slavery, what might better be said here would be cheap labor or free labor. It's never free. Never free. But cheap labor, certainly. All right? Often sufficiently heated loomed the burning issue of slavery. A number of southern states had passed laws to exclude free Negro laborers. No, that's what he wrote, Supreme Court Justice. That was before 42 U.S.C. 1981. That was before the Equal Rights Movement. That's when we still used a capital N Negro instead of lowercase b black. And, of course, Chris Kemp is going to discuss a little bit more of that on his broadcast, Coffee and Cigarettes, on the Orion Network this coming Sunday. Look forward to that, part two of that series. The relevance of the decision holding the Massachusetts immigration law invalid was apparent to press and public no less than court and counsel. Press and public. That's publicity, the press, and public to people and governments, no less than to court and counsel. A number of southern states passed laws to exclude free Negro laborers. And there were free Negroes. And plenty of them. Only an awareness of the issues which lay beneath the surface of these cases and of the tenuous and frequently scholastic reasoning by which they were formally decided can reveal the full meaning of Cooley. This is another piece of legislation. This particular article, as you could well imagine, having been written by a former Supreme Court justice, is chuck-a-luck full of citation. But these are cites to old pieces of legislation that might be very pertinent in the discussion today. In our post-1948 Administrative Procedures Act of America. Only an awareness of the issues which lay beneath the surface of these cases and of the tenuous and frequently scholastic reasoning. And we're now in the time in the post-Auguste Comte. This is the Jeremy Bentham philosophical radicalism period, 1850. We're right in on top of them. Major changes. Karl Mordecai Marx wrote the communist, and Engels wrote the Communist Manifesto for the Positivists in England. And what was it, 1848? Was it published? Memory serves. Right in a very hot time period, just before the War of Northern Aggression began. Again, here's the citation. Cooley versus the Board of Wardens of Port of Philadelphia. What is the Board of Wardens? This would be like your alderman. It'd be like a city council. Cooley v. Board of Wardens of the Port of Philadelphia, 53 U.S. 299. 53 U.S. 299. That's all you really need. Go to Find Law. 53 U.S. 299. It's an 1851 case. It'll come right up for you. Succinctly stated, the doctrine is that over subjects of commerce which are in their nature national or admit only of one uniform system or plan of regulation, Congress alone may legislate. So think about that. Is this healthcare system that they're talking about in its nature national? Does it admit of only one uniform system or a plan of regulation? Does it or does it not? If it does, then it may rightly fall under the Commerce Clause. If it does not, then it would not fall there, and the court might strike it out, strike it down. Congress alone may legislate, while over subjects of commerce concerning which there is, quote, a superior fitness and propriety, not to say absolute necessity, of different systems of regulation. So with this immense piece of social legislation, would it be possible to have a superior fitness and propriety, not to say absolute necessity, of a state system of regulation? Or, as I believe, does even the state or your county or your town have anything whatsoever to say about how or where or when or why you obtain health care? We'll be right back.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet.
TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And certainly there is an opportunity if you're out there in the radio listening audience. If you haven't gone up and checked out the TalkStream Live option yet, you might just type it into your browser, TalkStreamLive.com. On that page, you'll see that Become Vocal Local is listed during these broadcasts there. You can click on that and click on it, listen to another player. Maybe you've got something, an errand you need to do, and you need to take your mobile device and go out. But, of course, the more the higher rating we get on TalkStream Live, then maybe more people will stumble upon Become Vocal Local. We always want to use our social networking tools to our maximum advantage. But in this particular discussion, in regards to the interstate commerce and the discussion about health care, you know, there are some networks that would have you, you know, run after this as being, you know, Satan versus Christ or something, a good versus evil discussion. That's not that. Some people would have you get involved in the left-right nonsense, you know, Republican versus Democrat. No, it's not that. Some would have you go into the socialism versus capitalism argument. That's not that. But what it is a very, very sticky wicket. It's utilizing the Constitution. If we're going to restore a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, we need to not only understand the document, but before we throw it in the garbage can, we need to understand places where it may be weak and it might need to be strengthened a bit, shored up a little bit. And whenever the framers, the founders, left a very powerful little loophole like this undefended, it's exploited by those that are, you know, really are out for their own personal gain, I'm afraid. And so here we've got a real sticky wicket coming in this piece of healthcare legislation and the food safety bill and all the rest of it. Again, it's the Commonwealth of Virginia versus who? Catherine Sebelius, for God's sakes. All right. So let's continue. Study a little bit more about it. Other people go to all of the pablum, you know, even the power pablum, but on this broadcast we like to go for strong meat. And the audience appreciates it and listens carefully. All right. But I always give you my citation and give you all the sources so that you can go and find out yourself. You don't depend on me for this stuff. I've learned a little bit here and a little bit there from all the different hosts on shortwave and internet radio over the years, plus what I've read. And so that's all I can offer to you. This is the way that I came into this knowledge. Continuing, thus, even in local matters, state regulation becomes invalid if unduly burdensome to interstate commerce, while even commerce national in character may be subjected to state regulation if the effect is remote, indirect, or incidental. And so when they use that remote, indirect, or incidental, these are three qualifiers that may come up in a Supreme Court determination ruling as to whether or not Obamacare can go forward or not. These are questions of reasonableness. And as we've said before, you know, unfortunately for reason was tied to a chair and dunked repeatedly until drowned in, I don't know, Boston Harbor someplace. All right. Up in New York, they just took reason and pitched her over into the East River. And we've been operating without any common sense or reason ever since. But it's a question of reasonableness. That's rather subjective. What is reasonable? Is it reasonable for me to strike you repeatedly in the face while crying out in pain? Or not? What is reasonable? These are questions of reasonableness. In other words, again, remote, indirect, incidental, and therefore become matters of degree, of more or less, depending for their adjustment, not all right, we should be back on air now. Had a full system power spike here. Everything went down, but we should be back up again, and I'll get back into the chat and let everybody know that if we're on the air, we should be good, 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 good to go here, back again. Let's see. All right, let's see. 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Anybody in the chat room, as soon as you got me, let me know. All right, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Should be back up on the air right about now. Took a major whack here, big power surge. Yeah, we're back. Okay, so we're not bothered by things like that. No, that wasn't the Department of Homeland Security or the NSA. It was a simple power spike. Anyway, overwhelmed my backup power and took me right off the air. Back to the discussion. Thus, even in local matters again, state regulation becomes invalid if duly burdensome to interstate commerce. Remote, indirect, incidental, questions of reasonableness therefore become matters of degree. The necessity or the appropriateness of the challenged regulation to local benefits being secured, the countervailing cost or inconvenience to interstate commerce is considered. So there are bigger issues, lots bigger issues out here than the ones that are sometimes presented. And we need to be savvy enough. We need to have the discernment. We need to really have the background to be able to recognize the difference between these false flags and things like that and the real issues. There's a real problem here because there are competing monetary interests that are trying to sew up monopolies going forward, and that's our whole history. The entire history of America, the North American continent, can be summed up in the gaining of monopolies. Just every bit as much as this discussion about Livingston and Fulton and their desires to hold monopolies in the coasting trade with the development of their steam vessels, steamships. So continuing, dropping down a little bit more, they say, compare the Southern Railway Company versus King. Southern RY Railway Company versus King. And that's at 217 U.S. 524. 217, get your pencil handy, 217 U.S. 524. That's later case, 1910. And we'll come back with another one to compare that one with right after this word from our sponsors, too. Stay tuned.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back to this discussion again about the interstate commerce. You know, this is really at the heart of so many issues in the chat room. One of our chatters, you know, they're looking at the marijuana, the cannabis regulations, you know, interstate and intrastate. Does the federal, you know, government have any voice in this? You know, do they have a right here? Do they have a duty? How about in the state? Does the state have a right to regulate intrastate, buying and selling inside of the state, this, or could this, marijuana or cannabis product or hemp products find their way outside of the state and impact things from an interstate standpoint, which would trigger a federal involvement? You know, those sorts of questions. It's all in here. Same discussion. Again, we look at the Constitution and we say, well, here is exceedingly important commercial interest that was given, in my opinion, short shrift for words. It's great to be brief, brevity being half of wit, but it's kind of half-witted to take this particular clause no further than they did, unless they really didn't want to be too specific. And we're going to find, reading Gustavus Myers, that there are reasons for the season, all right? But anyway, so essential are these specific justifications or handicaps that the same statute, which has withstood a blanket charge of quote-unquote burdening interstate commerce, may succumb before the shrapnel of facts and figures. And they say, again, compare the Southern Railroad Company versus King, 217 U.S. 524, with the Seaboard Airline Railway versus Blackwell. Again, Seaboard Airline Railway versus Blackwell, and that's 244 U.S. 310. That's a 1917 case. 244 U.S. 310, 1917. Indeed, more recently, the Supreme Court has been disinclined to decide at all unless the record adequately discloses the elements of the specific situation. If the pertinent data concerning local needs and the degree of interference with interstate commerce are lacking, it is ill-advised to sustain or to invalidate local control. It is ill-advised to either sustain or invalidate local control. This is why we become vocal local. This is why we need to become vocal local right where we are. In our towns, our voting precincts first, in our towns, precincts, it's going right back to the Bible. Captains of 10, captains of 20, captains of 50, captains of 100, captains of 1,000. This is the fundamental building block of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. We need to make sure that we are in a position to control the events that happen locally in our homes, in our town, in our precincts, in our towns, in our counties, and in our states, so that we can build a firewall against federal and international, unfortunately now through the United Nations, intrusions into our lives, further eroding our freedoms, right? Not our liberties. We talked about that before. Liberty is not much more, in my opinion, than just freedom, wearing a collar or a choke chain and a leash. But, as it's been discussed in the past, there is available to the sensible procedural devices of remanding the case to a lower court for the necessary findings of fact. Now, this is a little bit of legal mumbo-jumbo, but we do have an audience of growing knowledge and understanding of the legal mumbo-jumbo, and so we can share some of this. Hammond versus Chappie, S-C-H-A-P-P-I, you don't really need it, bus line. Hammond versus Chappie bus line. It's 275 U.S. 164. 275 U.S. 164. You notice they're always set up that way. Easy to do. Just write them down. 275 U.S. 164. And that was a 1927 case. The process of adjusting the interacting areas of federal and state authority over interstate commerce testifies to the free play left by the framers of the Constitution to judicial and political construction of that document. So did they leave it this light and this loose intentionally? This is what Frankfurter is suggesting. It testifies again, he writes, to the free play left by the framers of the Constitution to judicial and political construction of that document. Had they written the document too specifically, they would have forced amendments that needn't be brought. Because we did have an established system where we have a separation, clearly defined separation of powers under the original intent of the framer, James Wilson and others. Because we do have this separation of power, and because we do have the judiciary, we do have the Supreme Court, it can be left comfortably loose in some places to allow law and legislation, opinions, and cross-currents of public opinion, the Congress and the Senate and the executive and the judiciary, to wrangle through some of the details as things moved forward, as they obviously must. A constitution would be of no value or none effect at all if it was only good for the next decade. Although they did encourage a frequent rebellion. It was in their mind, folks. It was in their mind. matters which were once within state competence may be withdrawn. The power of a state to prohibit discriminatory interstate rates was not denied until 1886 in the Wabash, St. Louis, and Pacific Railway versus Illinois. That's 118 U.S. 557. 118 U.S. 557. Just by reading these case laws, you go up again, find law, and just type 118 U.S. 557 in the search bar, and most of the time they'll come up. And then you can read it, and you can get a little understanding of, well, but somebody went all the way to the Supreme Court. I'm taking this all the way to Supreme Court. Well, what comes out of the Supreme Court? A decision, an opinion. And somebody writes the opinion for, and someone writes the dissenting opinion, the opinion against. And you sit down and read them. And you can kind of figure out, well, why is it that this jackboot is on my throat? Well, here's the opinion. Here's the reason. As we say, you know, you're not going to know what's in the health care bill or legislation until it's passed. Why is it? Because why, until it goes through the filter of the Supreme Court, which is just now happening, you're not going to know anything about it, unfortunately, because of the system that's there to seize us, the appeals courts, etc., the perversion of common law, in my opinion. And I may be mistaken in that. We may have legal beagles out there that would, you know, take me to task, clean my clock on that one, but that's my opinion. I'm sticking to it. A decision, again, which precipitated the passages of the Interstate Commerce Act in 1887. And so now you move out of the Constitution on this particular issue, and we move into this Interstate Commerce Act in 1887. Yet in the absence, and we're going to talk about that in a subsequent article here, right out of the encyclopedia. But in the absence of congressional action, a large measure of authority reposes in the states to satisfy needs for which a uniform regime is not required. So if they determine that it's not necessary to have a uniform, one-size-fits-all process, then the states can actually sit down and come up with something that will work for Missouri, and something that will work for Florida, and something that would work for New York, and something that would work for New Jersey. And maybe New Hampshire and Rogues Island would say, no thanks, give me liberty, give me death, get the hell out of my life, stay away, and it's fine, it works for them. The issue here is not whether federal action would be preferable to the state, but whether state action or none at all is to be preferred. Whether state action or none at all. Why is it? I mean, here we are, just a few weeks away. Are we going to wake up on January the 1st of 2011 in this white-hot heat passion to anticipate another 3,000 or 4,000 laws to be passed in your state or mine, and maybe another 3,000 or 4,000 laws to be passed by United States Congress? You know, we make a grave mistake when we fail to, you know, give these people the correct title. I'm my representative. You're not a lawmaker. My God in heaven, if they think that they're lawmakers, and they certainly do, then what do you think that they're going to do? They'll make laws. They're good at it. You called me a lawmaker. You hired me, and you pay me a lot of money. I'm a lawmaker, and look at all the laws I made today. You know, it's like praising your children for pooping in their diapers. You praise the little one for pooping in the diaper, and you're going to have dirty diapers forever. You praise them for pooping in the porta potty there in the corner of the bathroom on their little wee Johnny, and maybe they'll be toilet trained soon. It's a different way of looking at it. But we celebrate the passage of lots of legislation. Oh boy, those lawmakers really did good. That's their job. They're productive. They're successful lawmakers. Okay? So the issue again here is not whether federal action would be preferable to state, but whether the state action or none at all is to be preferred. We can get into that one with the Minnesota rate cases right after this. Stay tuned.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so now we're going to switch gears and change horses and jump from the discussion of all these various case law, which we'll come back to again tomorrow and in subsequent broadcasts as we go further into the knowledge of the Interstate Commerce and the Interstate Commerce Commission. I want to go back into this wonderful little book that was donated to our library here, The History of the Great American Fortunes by Myers, and just to give you a little bit from his chapter one. Man, he's got so much good stuff. I mean, I'm just eating this book up. I'm eating it up. I'll get this one. It's many pages, but I'll get this one quickly. But this is chapter one, The Great Proprietary Estates. If you can find it, you might check it out for yourself. Maybe an antiquarian, a bookseller might have it for you. The History of the Great American Fortunes. This is from the Modern Library series, published by Random House, originally in 1907. And the edition that I have here in front of me is a 1937, right? Again, it's a Modern Library, Random House, Inc. It's the Modern Library. You can see, you know, it's all the really great stuff. You know, all the humanists, those horrible, you know, Council of National Policy, they hate these books. All those humanist issues, you know, like Spinoza and Aristotle and Plato and all that. They don't like us reading this material, but I do. I'd like you to read this material. I'd like you to pay attention and know this material. There's a lot more to this world than the Bible, the King James or otherwise. Again, Chapter 1, The Great Proprietary Estates. The noted private fortunes of settlement and colonial times were derived from the ownership of land and the gains of trading. Usually both had a combined influence and were frequently attended by agriculture. Throughout the colonies were scattered lords of the soil. You say your prayers to the Lord, right? Every night before you go to bed. Who held vast territorial domains over which they exercised an arbitrary and in some portions of the colonies a feudal sway. So we came here to get rid of the feudal lords. And damn if we didn't fall right into the maw of them. We came here to get rid of the jackboot of the church off our throats, and damn if we didn't drag it with us. All right? My ancestors. Nearly all the colonies were settled by chartered companies. Not much has changed today, has it? Organized for purely commercial purposes, and the success of which largely depended upon the emigration which they were able to promote. So it kind of takes that breast of Martha Washington's, you know, turkey and the religious thing and throws it in the garbage can when you realize these are just all chartered companies, okay, and then they needed to have labor and we were brought. Whether we came from the from Manchester or away from Robert Owen and New Lanark and all of that, or whether we came from Holland or whether we came from Spain or where we came from, we were brought. And some of us paid and paid dearly to get here. Anyway, these corporations were vested with enormous powers and privileges, which in effect constituted them as sovereign rulers, although their charters were subject to revision or amendment. The London Company, why weren't we just talking about the City of London yesterday and the Rothschilds and all that? Well, it's still here. The London Company, thrice chartered to take over to itself the land and resources of Virginia. Now we're talking about the Catholic Church. The Virgin, Mary Land, etc. And populate its zone of rule, was endowed with sweeping rights and privileges, which made it an absolute monopoly. And you lived inside a monopoly. We live in monopolies today. The impecunious noblemen or gentlemen who transported themselves to Virginia to recoup their dissipated fortunes or seek adventure encountered no trouble in getting large grants of land, especially when after 1614, tobacco became a fashionable article in England and took rank as a valuable commercial commodity. Over this colony now spread planters who hastened to avail themselves, you know, Virginia, that would be George Washington. Over this colony now spread planters who hastened to avail themselves of this newfound means of getting rich. What the hell happened to freedom? That's not in here yet. Land and climate alike favored them, but they were confronted with a scarcity of labor. Always scarcity of labor. Land, labor, and capital relies upon lots of free labor. Hey, I know, let's go to China. The Emergency War Powers Act, the emergency was promptly met by the buying of, look out, white servants in England to be resold in Virginia to the highest bidder. This, however, was not sufficient, and complaints poured over to the English government. As the demands of commerce had to be sustained, God, sustainable development even then, a system was at once put into operation of gathering in as many of the poorer English class as could be impressed, key phrase there, key word, impressed, upon some pretext. And we have more people in prison today in the United States than any other nation on the planet. Impressed. By any means, gathering in as many of the poorer English class as could be impressed upon some pretext, and shipping them over to be held as bonded laborers. Penniless and lowly Englishmen arrested and convicted for any of the multitude of offenses. You think it was a panopticon now, think of it then, a multitude of offenses, then provided for severely in law, were transported as criminals or sold into the colonies as slaves for a term of years. The English courts were busy grinding out human material for the Virginia plantations, and as the objects of, it never changes, The courts work in cahoots with the crown, all right? Grinding out human material. Grinding out human material for our prison systems. And as the objects of commerce were considered paramount, this process of disposing what was regarded as the scum element, all the white trash, was adjudged necessary and justifiable, and no voice was raised in protest. The introduction of the black slaves. Oh, boy. But fast as the English courts might work, they did not supply laborers enough. It was with exultation that in 1619, the plantation owners were made acquainted with a new means of supplying themselves with adequate workers. Uh-oh, look out, soul, in our chat room. A Dutch ship arrived at Jamestown with a cargo of Negroes, that's capital N, by the way, Negroes, from Guinea. The blacks, now here in 1907, he's using the blacks, Negroes first, then black, but it's the lowercase b black. So you lose your status in the switch, see. Once you're here on board and you become a slave, you're a lowercase b black. You used to be a capital N Negro from Guinea. The blacks were promptly bought at good prices by the planters. From this time forth, the problem of labor was considered sufficiently solved, as chattel slavery harmonized well with the necessities of tobacco growing. Again, it was accepted as a just condition and was continued by the planters whose interests and standards were the dominant factor. After 1620, we're not talking about 1960, we're talking about 1620, when the London Company was dissolved by royal decree and the commerce of Virginia made free, the planters were the only factor. Virginia was true, was made a royal province, and put up, we're not talking about Selma, Alabama, we're talking about Virginia, right? The Virginia was true, was made a royal province and put under deputy rule. Doesn't sound good there. But the big planters contrived to get the laws and customs their self-interest called for. There were only two classes, the rich planters with their gifts of land, and the bond servants and slaves, on the other hand, the poor whites. A middle class was entirely lacking, and that's what's being built again around us. So we think that the times are changing, you know, it's shared the other day. How the muckrakers there, Bob Dylan. The times they are changing. But the only thing that really changes, folks, is the calendar pages. And the people who are ignorant of the past are, as they say, doomed to repeat it over and over and over again. But we needn't be deceived here. We just need to very carefully research our history. Visualize a future of greater and greater freedom and less despotic control. Find ourselves firmly grounded in the present, always falling forward into that future that we visualize, and that visualize will be ours. But if we allow someone else to shape that vision, we will live in their nightmare. That's all for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available.
TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.